Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
What do you do if you're Caoimhín Kelleher? What's your sense from Caoimhín Kelleher's reaction to You'll Never Walk Alone?
Just having a great time.
The body language experts.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
League of Ireland football on Off The Ball. Get live commentary and exclusive access across OTB platforms.
Stephen, hard fought but well-deserved victory for your side here tonight.
Yeah, no, delighted with the victory. It's been a long week for us, having conceded the 2 late goals in Daly Mount last week, and that was, you know, you don't get over that easily, you know, and that lingers. Instead of the players feeling good about themselves for going top of the league last week, they you know, we had to do reviews and post-mortems and learn from our mistakes, if you like. So it can be a painful one, that, we dust ourselves down. I thought we were brilliant in the first half and dominated the ball, really good, great passing sequences, two fantastic goals, although God, we did miss a great chance to go one up just before against the run of play, I felt, but the two goals from Cian Levy and Zach Elvis said he was delighted for two individuals, two players, two great characters. And Cian, after coming back after a long injury, and the way he's applied himself, thrilled about that.
He was majestic tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, like, he's a terrific player. You know, we haven't had him, it's great to see him do that, because he's still developing as a player, and we're delighted with that. Second half, we have to show different side. Obviously, the sending off of Axel Schoberg was very harsh, I felt. You know, very, very harsh. And that's the second week that we've sort of got a second yellow, and very, very harsh, because we pride ourselves on our discipline, I feel. But it is what it is. We dug in with 10, we made changes, all the subs come on, contributed, we expended a lot of energy, it was a lot of effort. Galway put us under a lot of pressure then, as they do, they have the capability to do that, and they've got a lot of players who are capable of scoring goals, so we had to defend well, and we did in the end.
In a weird twisted way, as the hurt of last week losing that way, it seemed like it served you well in terms of there's muscle memory here now, and you know, you got together, you had to roll up the sleeves again in a similar sort of circumstances.
I think so. Obviously, it still doesn't leave you even after tonight, like, for me, but we had to expunge that by getting a victory, and because. People saying, well, no, Pats are not playing well, we're top of the league, and we've played some brilliant stuff here, but just maybe haven't been uber consistent in the way that we'd want to be. But that's credit to everyone else as well, because it's a bloody hard league now at the moment, and a lot of teams are doing very well and they have their plans and different challenges that you face. And we've had a lot of our key players missing, so yeah, throughout the season. So we've done well, but no time to dwell on that or even slightly pat ourselves on the back, because we get out of the ice baths and on the bus for to the Brandywell on Monday, and that'll be a tough game up there.
Yeah, they had a good win tonight as well, so you know, it's a marathon, isn't it?
Yeah, they had a great win, the two home games in a row, so the Shelburne and ourselves. So yeah, they did a great win, and we'll have to make sure we're ready. We'll have to get a look at that and make sure we're ready, and players give everything tonight, they're out on their feet, so we've got to dust ourselves down and get ready.
Well, congrats Stephen, it's a week later than you probably would have liked, but you are top of the pile.
Thank you.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.
Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next-level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next-level protection for your dog.
Big news.
Are you sure we can tell this?
The Football Pod Live is back.
I'm telling you lads, Gaelic football is back.
We're back on the road. First stop, Galway. Join Tommy Rooney, Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue at the Galmont Hotel in Galway.
To be honest, even if there is a hooter, no one knows what the f*** is going to happen.
Get your tickets now for a live episode of the pod ahead of the 2025 Connacht Senior Football Championship Final.
Jesus.
No.
Where we'll also be joined by some very special guests. This is an exclusive off-air event and tickets are limited, so check out the Off the Ball socials for info on how to get yours. The Football Pod, live in Galway. It's all in partnership with AIB. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
It was quality.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name order that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
John, disappointment here at Richmond Park, 2-0 down, but you give it a good go, but the ball didn't seem to break tonight.
Yeah, I suppose the weird thing about it was, look, at, to be fair, Pat started well, they had boxed us back in for a while, but still at the same time, you know, at nil all, I suppose to be fair to Moses, he missed a sitter 3 yards out, just didn't connect with the ball in front of the goal, and that was, you know, that potentially was one up and changing the game. Levy, it was very good for him, caused us problems, but we lost him in a simple 1-2, and it was a soft goal to front post, and the second goal, you know, the shot took a wicked deflection, but we said at half time, come on, get it back into the game, and we still felt we'd get opportunities, and in fairness, second half we hit lots of close chances. Maybe Moses another night would have got three goals, but to be fair, sometimes that happens, but the most important thing is we created chances. We played really well in the second half, and I know Pat's the man sent off with 20 minutes to go, but even before that we had them on the back foot, and you know, and that can happen when a team is leading in the drop off, but certainly around the box we just didn't fall for us tonight, and we just missed a few to get us back into the game, but we move on to Monday. You know, you can't fault the effort, obviously a number of lads missing tonight, Greg, Vince, Jimmy Cahan, you know, three players that would have been, you know, and you can see coming off the bench, young Kerrigan and young Tollett and young Wilson, they're all young fellas, and you know, that's probably that strength and depth we need to build more on that over the break.
Ultimately, it's points that you want, particularly when the league is so condensed but and so congested, but the reaction in the second half you touch on there, that must be pleasing.
Aye, absolutely, but I keep saying, they're honest lads, the problem in the first half, we didn't get close to Pats at times, and we let them have too much freedom, but still at the same time, when you look at it overall, the score was nil all, and we had the best chance of the game, and you know, goal change games, and then they got the goal up, and they were, you know, given that bit of I won't say freedom, but they bounce, and then they get a second goal, and that's difficult, but to be fair to lads, the second half they were outstanding, but you know, we move on to
Monday. Yeah, it's a short turnaround now, isn't it, until Monday?
Yeah, very difficult, and hopefully we get some bodies back by Monday. Very difficult, you know, with the two games in 4 days, and particularly when we have a number of injuries, but look, we move on, we don't make excuses, we just get on with it, and that's what you have to do, and we prepare tomorrow and Sunday for Monday's match.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
League of Ireland football on Off the Ball. Get live commentary and exclusive access across OTB platforms.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.